Father, I want to say thank you for Craig. Father, that you've placed an awesome word within his heart. And as you would release what you've given him this morning, that word, Father, would just go out with an anointing and it would take root in every heart. That this word this morning would be life-changing. That this word this morning, Father, would be life-sustaining. That this morning we would leave this place changed because your word, Father, is alive. And Father, we thank you for it. Father, I just pray your hand upon Craig. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Can I put this here? Well, just whilst I'm setting up here, just getting something on the screen for everyone. Thora sends her love. She had a big operation, so she's at home recovering. And I was feeling very lonely there without my wife. And I was thinking, what does a strong man look like? Well, he's one who's got a wife at his side. Because you don't feel very strong without your wife. She's a great support. So she says, thank you for all the love and the prayers. And everything is really, really going well. All right. Awesome. I tell you, I've really, really been overwhelmed with this morning. Just what God has brought out through the prophetic words just ties up with a message which I believe the Lord wants to share with us. Really about the wineskins going through the press, being formed and fashioned by God into what he wants to produce. And that's really something of what the message is. And the message today is never give up. Never give up. I want you to turn to Philippians 4, verse 11 to 13. This is Paul. He's speaking of the gifts that the Philippian church had sent him. And he says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances. So it's not something that comes naturally. It's something we have to learn through going through the wine press. By going through what God brings in our lives. I know what it is like to be in need. And I know what it is like to have plenty. I have learned the secret. I have learned the secret. There's a secret in getting by in all situations and all circumstances that life throws at us for a purpose. To produce good wine. So I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And we can read in the word about many people that we can look at who are examples of who had a promise of God, who went through hard times, but endured through it, and came out at the end perfect in Christ. So we can see there's a process that we have to go through to be perfected. And my encouragement to you is don't give up, because it can be tough, and it's meant to be tough. So I was waiting on the Lord for a message. And I was saying, you know, as you do, Lord, what is it that you'd like to share? And I had many thoughts and many ideas, and, you know, I had a few thoughts, and I would jot them down as I do, and just say, you know, Lord, what is it that you are saying? And Thora was in the Glenwood Hospital, and I was walking up the stairs. She was on the first floor, and I was walking up the stairs, and this picture was hanging up on the stairs, and it said, never give up. Go over, go under, go around, or go through, but never give up. What an encouragement. We need encouragements like that because we go through trials and tribulations, but never give up. So I knew this was the message which the Lord wanted me to share. And I went out into the front garden and I started waiting on the Lord, and he reminded me of sperm cells. sperm cells. So I had to go and look up a whole biology teaching, sperm cells. I know now about embryos and fetuses and fallopian tubes and eggs, because obviously when you're preaching, you ought to do a bit of research. And I found out that as a sperm cell, you and I, out of 250 million sperm cells, 250 million sperm cells made our way up a fallopian tube, where only a couple of thousand of sperm cells got through. And then we made our way to an egg cell, where only a couple of hundred sperm cells made it, and then one got through. And that's you and I. Out of 250 million, you and I made it through. You see, we started out life fighting. We were meant to fight. And we're going to continue to fight until the Lord comes and takes us. So we must never give up. If you made it out of 250 million sperm cells to who you are today, you've got a great call upon your life. So you never gave up at that time, at the beginning of your life. Why? Because you already knew your future. Because you know where you came from. Because you had a purpose. And I believe that was already in me and you at that time when we were swimming along there. 250 million sperm cells, you and I made it because we had a future and a purpose and we were going to fight for it. And we were going to contend to it. And we knew we were coming to a life of a future and a hope that we were going to live through. And I want to tell you that this life tries to come and steal that from you, but you made it then, and you're going to make it now if you never give up. So I believe we continued. We pushed through the impossible in the natural realm. You and I pushed through the impossible in the natural realm. And we are called to continue to push through the possible in this natural realm. Ephesians 1, verse 3 to 5. It says, "Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." You and I, me and you, have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Do you know that blessing comes from the word eulogia, which means eulogy? We say eulogies at funerals. It means to speak a good word. God has spoken every single good word that he can speak over you and I. That's what this means. God in heaven is speaking every good thing over you and I. He has spoken it over me and you. Have you ever prayed for your children? You pray blessings over them? You pray good things over them? Our Father in heaven has prayed and spoken every good word, and he knows lots of good words, more than we can think of, over me and you. It's incredible. What a future. What a life. How special are we? One in 250 million is probably the bottom part. It can be up to 280 million. It can be more than you and I. Selected. For he has chosen us in him before the creation of the world. You and I think maybe we come from sperm cells and from our parents. We don't. We come from God, perfectly created in him before the creation of the world. You and I, amazing and special. To be, and this is it, to be holy and blameless. If you're not sure what your purpose is, if you're not sure what you're doing, if you're not sure what your walk is, because this will confuse you, and this is when you start to give up. But when you know why we're here, and that's what I'm going to help us get to, is why are we here? What are we focused on? To be holy and blameless. In his sight, in love. He predestined, in other words, determined in advance by divine will. He predestined us for adoption to sonship. Before we were, he predetermined us for adoption. Isn't that amazing? You weren't forgotten. You've never been forgotten. You never will be forgotten. You are purposeful. So he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. You are made in God's pleasure and will. Pleasure, a feeling of happy satisfaction and enjoyment. I don't know, when you feel happy about something, you get that bubbly feeling in your stomach. Do you know that when God looks at you, he gets that feeling every single time? I truly believe it, because if we get it, he gets it. If we can get it over our children, he gets it over his children. And will, what one wishes or is determined shall be. God has wished and determined that you shall be everything that he made you to be. That's who you are. That's who I am. That's what we have created to be. It says, having predestined us to adoption as sons of Jesus Christ to himself, this is the Father's destiny for his chosen, me and you, that they would enjoy adoption as sons. God's unfolding plan for us not only includes salvation and personal transformation, but also a warm, confident relationship with the Father. What better relationship do you want that you and I have access to the living God, the creator of this universe, the creator of everything we can see and not see? We have a relationship with, he's our Father, and he predestined you before the creation of the earth to be everything that he wants you to be, and he takes pleasure and delight in that. So in the Roman law, when the adoption was complete, this is what Paul was talking about. He understood the system. When the adoption was complete, it was incomplete indeed. The person who had been adopted had all rights of a legitimate son. You and I are co-heirs with Jesus Christ. We have got all the rights that Jesus Christ has got. We've been adopted into his family. So we've got all the rights of a legitimate son. In his new family, and completely lost all rights in his old family. We are new creations. The old has gone, the new has come. We've got rights in the new kingdom. And we need to let go of everything of the old. So we've lost our rights in our old family. In the eyes of the law, he was a new person. So new was he that even all debts and obligations connected with his previous family were abolished as if they had never existed. My and your sins have been washed away, abolished, taken away as if they never existed, because we belong to God. Is this something to fight for? Is this something to never give up on? Let's never give up. But we have to fight for this, and we have to contend for this. I just want to read something else. Psalms 139, 13 to 16. It says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am. Guys, this is what we need to talk over us, because God talks this over him. You and I are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them full well. Do you fight for that? What are you fighting for? Because you should be fighting for that. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. You and I, perfectly formed by our God in heaven. We are special. Your eyes saw my unformed body. Before we were even formed, before we were even that sperm cell, God knew us. He was forming us. He was making us. He was preparing something for you and I. And we need to lay hold of that, because we've got a destiny and a purpose in this life. So your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Do you know that our lives have been preordained for us? They are purpose for us. They were written in the book before our lives even came into being. And we need to fight for that, get hold of that, so that we can walk in the perfect will of God and not in man. You and I, our destinies are written in a book. Yeah, there, it says there, in the Word. But Satan's coming to take us, of course. Satan's coming to rob it and take it away from us. The angels gaze upon our books. They read, what is going to happen today? What is this person going to achieve today? And they are waiting for us to do it. So we were born fighters. But as we grow up in this fallen world, our natural state is to lust and to conform of natural and worldly things. we lose our way. We were born destined for something. But of course, because we come into this fallen world, we lose our way. And we focus on the wrong things. And we get caught up in the wrong things. And we fight for the wrong things. You see, we were separated from God because of sin. So we default to the world and start fighting for the wrong things. Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as sin entered into the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people, because all sinned, we lose our way. The world has lost its way. People out there have lost their way, their purpose and their destiny. So the world system comes and it lies to us, and it focuses us on our physical attributes. We learned about it 2 weeks ago, this physical attribute. This thing is just a tent, it's just a vessel. It's just a vehicle to get me around here whilst I'm on earth. This is going back to dust. I need to be working on the inner man. The man that's going to be living forever and ever in eternity. See, we get caught up on the physical, the outside, our hurts, our sicknesses, the things that are happening to us. And we lose sight and we start to give up. We focus on our situations, our circumstances, our finances, our relationships, maybe our intelligence, maybe our charisma, all these things. But those things are fading and dying. They're degenerating. You see, the outside is degenerating, but our inside is regenerating. We need to be focused and fighting for what's happening on the inside of us. See, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants us to give up by fighting for a lost cause. And we start losing hope. Just a quick story. I've got a friend. He's got everything going for him. He's got a very successful business. He's got lovely cars that I wish I had. He's got a Harley Davidson. He's got a holiday house. He's got wonderful children. He's got a wonderful family. He's got everything going for him externally. Everything. He's fought for all his things, built up this business, bought all his possessions. On Thursday, he tried to take his life. You see, he gave up. He gave up focusing on the wrong things, focusing on the external, focusing on what Satan brought to him, but not you and I. Not you and I. You see, when we receive Jesus, everything is restored. Our sins were forgiven. Our shame was taken away. All things became new. We were reconciled to the Father, restored back to our future inheritance, to our purpose, and to our call. Through Jesus Christ, he brought us back onto the right road. Victory is always ours in Jesus Christ. You see, he was fighting for a lost cause, and we're going to help him through it. He's been admitted into a psychiatric hospital, and we're going to walk him through it because we know the truth. But if we're fighting for the wrong cause, we're going to give up because all that is fading away. There's only one cause to fight for. We fight a good fight, and we have victory after victory. You see, 1 Corinthians 15 says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks to God, he gives us the victory through Lord Jesus Christ." Victory. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ." The only people we need to be captive of is Christ. No one else. Are you a captive of Christ? Because he leads us in victory. Triumphal processions. The generals in the Roman times, when they won a victory, when they conquered something, they would come back and they would receive a triumphal procession. That's what happens to us every time we have victory. Every time we overcome something in our life, we have a victorious procession, and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. Our testimonies of our victory after victory. As we go into battle with Jesus Christ, we have victory. And that is our testimony, how we've overcome all the time. Deuteronomy 20:3-4 says, "He shall say, hear Israel, today you are going into battle." You and I, when we go out here, we're going to go into battle. Okay? "Against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not panic or be terrified by them. Why? For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight. We're going into battle. We're going to fight. But our Lord God goes with us into that battle. He goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. You see, focus on the right thing and you won't give up and you will overcome. Never give up. The word teaches us to thank God for all things. Or thank God for the enemy. I don't know. The word says thank God for all things. And I just came to me, well, thank God for the enemy. I mean, that's quite a weird thing to give thanks for, isn't it? Why would I give thanks to the enemy? Why would I thank God for the enemy? So that daily we can overcome. So that daily we can have victory. No enemy, no fight. No enemy, no victory. No enemy, no triumphal procession. We've been put in this world to fight. There's an enemy, but we have the victory. So thank you, God, that we can go into a fight every single day but have the victory. You see, we were created to fight and have many victories. We were created to fight and have many victories. The word teaches us that all the way through. God knows what we need to perfect us. We're talking about the wine press. We're talking about pressed on every side. We're talking about burdens and things that come upon us. Those things are meant to come upon us so that we can be perfected. And I'm going to show you why we go through these trials and why we go through these tribulations and why we have victory after victory. Because it builds us up. It makes us stronger. It makes us overcomers. It perfects us into a perfect person. So the apostles, they encouraged us. We read in the word. We read encouraging words from the apostles. James, Peter, John, Paul. This is how they encourage us. This is how they encourage us. Count it all joy when things go good. When you got lots of money. When you got no sickness. That's not how they encourage us. That's not what I'm seeing in the world. Count it all joy when there's no fight in your life. When you got no problems. That's not what they say. Peter 1, 3-7. Here's the encouragement from the apostles who knew how to fight, who knew how to get victory. Praise be to God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope. Hold on to that. Write that down. A new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. It can only be lost or given up. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice. We rejoice. Though now, for a little while, you may have to suffer. We're going to suffer. Grief. In all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genius of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. If you've got an easy route, your faith is going to fail you, and you will not be found praising and glorifying our Father. But the more fight, the more trials, the more tribulations you go, the more faith you'll have, the more you fight, and the more your faith will be built up so that when Jesus comes, you'll be praising him, glorifying, and giving him thanks. James 1, 2-4. Consider it pure joy. Guys, consider it pure joy when we get a new car, a new house. No. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Encouraging, eh? Because there's a purpose. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. This world gives us instant. God gives us perseverance. patience, trials, tribulations to form us and fashion us into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Let perseverance finish its work. Don't fight it. Don't give up. Let it have its work. Persevere so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Where do we get all things from? From God, through Jesus Christ. Nothing in this world. So that's why we persevere, so that you will be complete, not lacking anything. And in James 1:12, I haven't given you this, sorry, I must remember to turn over. And James 1:12 says, blessed is the one who, blessed is the one who raises the dead, heals the sick, casts out demons, perseveres. The one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life. But Lord, Lord, I cast out many demons in your name. Go away from me. I did not know you. But you that have gone through trials and tribulations and have persevered, I know you. Good and faithful servant, enter into the kingdom. The crown of life that the Lord has promised, he has promised it. He has promised it to us. Therefore, no one can take it away. He's promised it to us, to those who love him. So why do we never give up? We never give up. 2 Timothy 2:8-12. I'm giving you these scriptures so you can see all these things and know them, write them down. Remember, Jesus Christ raised from the dead, descended from David. He said, this is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. Oh Lord, I'm going through this. Oh Lord, what's happening here? Please take this from me. Why am I going through this? There's a reason, there's a purpose. I'm being chained like a criminal, but God's word is not chained. The only thing that the enemy can never change is our word, our testimony, our praise, our giving thanks. Therefore, I endure. I never give up. Everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is Christ Jesus with eternal glory. He has another reason we don't give up, for the elect. God says we go through certain things so that we can help others. So I endure all things for the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustful saying, if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. Wonderful. Never give up. Endure. Persevere, focus on the things that God is doing on the inside. So salvation is a free gift. Our inheritance is glorious, but we are called to duty. We're not called to sit down and relax and to wait. We are called to duty, to do the work of God here on earth. So we never give up. We fight for our salvation. We know the parable of the sower and the seed, how easily the word gets robbed from us, from our hearts. So we fight for our salvation. We fight for each other. The word says in Ephesians, some were given to